We're talking to Yvonne O'Reilly. She's the managing partner of Avant Team, and she specializes in evolving leaders, transforming teams, and shaping cultures. You help actually not just the individual, but a system and a team of people to change things around. What do you normally do? Are you contacted by somebody at the top and who sees that things aren't functioning like they should be?
I get called from different reasons, different people. Sometimes it's the CEO. Sometimes it's the HR manager. Sometimes it's teams who have just merged, organizations on the cusp of new growth. And sometimes it is organizations who know and feel they've been stuck and, want a helping hand. Someone from the outside who hasn't any of the emotional baggage, no prejudice, very open mind and the expertise to help them navigate what they're going through in dialogue, in real dialogue.
Mm-hmm. So how do you operate? Do you go into a business? Do you go in as an observer for a while, or what do you do?
So when I work with organizations, it's really about listening first to what's going on, what they want, helping also to assess what's the gap between where they are and where they want to be. So yes, there's some diagnostics involved. There's some tools involved. There's interviewing with people, a lot of listening, a building of a picture together of, mapping basically what it is that they're aiming to achieve and what they think they're bringing with them as strengths and what it is perhaps they're bringing with them as baggage from the past. So there's a preparation phase that is very collaborative, and there's a journey, as I say, which for me takes a minimum of 6 months.
You said what they think they're bringing. So do sometimes people have a different perception of themselves than you would see as an outsider?
Well, of course. I mean, this is human nature. We look in the mirror and we have one view. And of course, it's our view that's filtered by our own prejudices of what we see, our history, perhaps the language that we carry with us, our culture. A lot of the dialogue is about opening up that space to see things from different perspectives and to be open-minded enough and curious enough to actually visit the questions from other people's points of view and then to have a broader picture, a bigger picture of what's really going on and create that level of insight and that level of collective wisdom, actually, to move forward together. I do believe that the answers are within the teams. And so my approach is a coaching perspective and actually a systemic coaching perspective. What I do is look at and help people to see the connections that perhaps they're not seeing today, to know that that team is part of a broader environment. It's not a standalone team. It's part of a culture. It's part of a bigger system. And that system has an influence, and the team has an influence on the system as well. And so I really believe that the answers lie within that group of people. And the art, really, is to ask the questions, stay with the probing dialogue from a non-judgmental, safe space, to have them really hear the ideas that they come up with and build on those ideas together. And that can be rather illuminating for them as well.